Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. What a weekend we have coming up. I mean, we got some good fixtures in this second round of the Club World Cup, and we have them all covered for you. There's some headlines we're going to go through. There's some crazy drama in a lot of these games. Man City looked to be back better than ever with Rodri in that midfield. I mean, it's just crazy how night and day they look with and without him. Almost a full-blown fist fight in the Inter Miami game, which is pretty crazy to see. And some shocking teams that just didn't advance. I mean, we're going to talk about the disappointment of Atletico Madrid. You look at the group that they're in outside of PSG. They got had the Seattle Sounders and Botafogo RJ, and they failed to advance, which was a bit shocking, especially considering, you know, these teams have really been playing that they're starting lineups, maybe plus minus a couple guys. Some crazy headlines, some crazy drama. Garnacho wearing the Rashford jersey set the internet on fire. The Jadon Sancho dilemma, which we're going to get to. A lot of transfer talk, potential signings. And Mbeumo's still not done for United. Gyökeres is hanging in the balance for Arsenal, but they're really pursuing Sesko. Deadlines for transfers. I mean, there's still just so much to talk about here on First Touch, and we're going to have it all covered for you guys. But, you know, like I alluded to earlier on, I mean, some of these round two matchups are no joke. And then you look at the potential matchups moving forward, and what I want to do on the show and what we're going to do on the show is kind of take a look similar to what we did with the Champions League now. And we now know the path to the final and the winner, which, as we know, these teams are making absolute bank playing in these tournaments. Every round they advance, there's more money to be made. Every game they play, more money. I mean, Chelsea already made back their money they spent on Liam Delap, who, by the way, looks to be the guy. I mean, he's looked very, very good in a Chelsea shirt. The goal he scored the other night was fantastic. And, you know, we could see a Premier League semifinal here between Manchester City and Chelsea if they get all the way through. And then, I mean, just juicy matchups, man. We're going to talk about them all here on First Touch. So, don't move. We're going to bring on my co-host Nico Beef Sauce coming up next here on First Touch. We got all the games covered, all the transfer news, rumors, drama. We got it all. So do not move. We're coming right back.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
celebrate responsibly.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to First Touch, folks. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. We're listening to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Brought to you by Sports Overnight America, excuse me. Hey, I want to encourage everybody. You guys should head over to here. I'm going to pull up the website right now. There's a cool little second chance bracket that they got, play.fifa.com, for the Club World Cup. Very similar to what we all love in March Madness, setting up the bracket, except this time if you didn't have a chance to put one in or you want to have a second chance now that the second round has been established, fun little thing to do. Nico and I both filled them out. So if you guys want to compete against us, give us what you got. But I'm pretty confident in mine, I got to say. I got Nico. Let's do this real quick. I got PSG versus Manchester City in the final with Manchester City winning. What do you have?
I have Madrid versus Manchester City on the final, and I have City winning it all.
Damn. They're going to be back just like
that.
I just think
that PSG, you know, winning the Champions League, I feel like they're still going to go for it, but I don't see them kind of leaving it all on the line. And again, I got to go with a team that didn't win anything last year. So that's why I'm so hot on Madrid and City to kind of go forward and try to win it all.
I mean, I guess we could start with City. I mean, they looked great against Juventus. Yeah. I mean, just we said it all last year. I mean, what they were missing was Rodri. They played very, very different with him in the team. And then you got to factor in, I mean, this guy, Reinders, I don't know, is that how you say it? Reinders?
Yeah, Reinders.
Reinders?
He's a Holland guy, Netherlands.
Bro, as solid as it gets in the midfield, it seems like every pass he makes has intention. He's very creative. He was 83 out of 87, 95% pass accuracy, two chances created, two shots, two block shots. I don't think they're really going to be relying on him for the goals necessarily, but he's a 26-year-old midfielder with experience.
He played for Milan last year.
Yeah, played for Milan. And look, I mean, City dominated Juventus 5-2. Doku opened it up 9 minutes in. The goal for Juve in the 11th minute was a gift from Ederson. Yeah. And then from there, it was all City outside of the own goal in the 26th minute, which made it 2-1. Haaland scored in the 52nd, Foden in the 69th, and then Savinho with an absolute rocket in the 75th minute. Vlahovic got one back in the 84th, but City cruise. We were all kind of wondering, and I think that the expectation after last season was they're going to be right back challenging for titles, winning silverware in this upcoming season, and it's looking like that's going to start early with the path that they have to the final not being as it's difficult, but I don't think too difficult. They play Al Hilal on June 30th, they'll play the winner of Inter versus Fluminense. And then what ultimately I'm assuming safely you can say that Chelsea will face them in the semifinal. Chelsea would have to get through Benfica in round one. And then either Palmeiras or Botafogo RJ. But let's just focus on City right now. I mean, is this the expectation moving forward that they're, for at least in your opinion, are they fully back going into the season with all the signings that they've made?
They have no other choice but to be back. The expectations for this team are sky high. I expect them to really like give it their all in this tournament. First, because they didn't win anything in the last season. And second, they have some guys coming back from injury like Rodri, and they have a lot of new signings. What a better way to get those guys in the philosophy of the team through a tournament that, as we've seen so far, even in the group stage, there is some really tough matchups. And when I'm saying tough, I mean, teams are playing and they're giving it their all. I mean, even the Brazilian and Argentinian teams with their fans there are just playing absolutely crazy, 100 miles per hour. So I think City's back, and I can't wait to see what the puzzle is going to be like by the end of the summertime, because I think they're far from done in the transfer window.
I think that Ryan Cherki is going to be the signing of the season. He is just so smooth, man. He's really good. He's very good. But between him, Marmoush, Reiners, and Altnori, this team is like they're back. I mean, they took care of business early in the transfer window. I saw a tweet yesterday about the real way to determine how a team's transfer window went wasn't the business they did, but when they did it. And you look at teams like Liverpool and City, Liverpool just won the league, and they took care, pretty much established everything that they needed to establish in the first 3 weeks of the transfer window. Kirkez, Verts, and Frimpong.
Yep.
And then you look at City as well. I mean, they took care of Marmoush, obviously, in January, but locking up Cherki, Altnori, and Reiners in the first couple weeks of the transfer window as well. I mean,
Nico Gonzalez from Porto.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, anything on top of that is just icing on the cake at this point, but they pretty much took care of the business they needed to take care of. And then you look at other teams. I mean, Newcastle, dead quiet thus far. All their targets seem to be going elsewhere. They were linked with or wanted Cunha and Mbeumo. United have officially secured Cunha, obviously, and the Mbeumo saga has been going on for what feels like a month now. But he's publicly stated that he only wants United if it's possible. If he's leaving this summer, that's where he's going. He told Tottenham, he's not interested, and obviously he wants to make the move away from Brentford, as I believe he should. I mean, he's in his prime, and probably he deserves that next step after scoring 20 Premier League goals last season. But let's get back to the Club World Cup stuff. We'll get back to the transfer stuff a little later on in the show. Inter Milan 2, River Plate 0. This game was insane. I don't know if you guys happened to catch this, but Dumfries and Acuna have had beef going back to the World Cup when Argentina and the Netherlands faced off in the quarterfinals. It was a crazy game, and Dumfries had conceded a penalty to Acuna, which was converted and put Argentina up 2-0. They famously came back 2-2 and advanced in penalties. But I mean, they were full-blown ready to fist fight. I mean, Dumfries was like pointing to the tunnel, like saying, come on, come on, come on. And they're both just running to the tunnel. And luckily, or maybe not so luckily for fanatic purposes, but their teammates got in the way and prevented them from going at it. But, I put a note here. Let them fight. Let's bring the NHL vibes to the football pitches.
You want to square up?
I mean, I love it. I love the heat. I mean, just the South American teams have really, for me at least, at the club level, because just being straight up, like, they don't get the coverage worldwide that these other leagues get, and we don't really watch. I mean, I haven't watched, I don't think in my life, a South American team play a full match before this Club World Cup. Their fans are absolutely lit every single game. They are bringing it, and these teams just play with a fiery passion about them that it's almost like it doesn't matter who they're up against. They have a chance just because they believe they have a chance. Like, they really believe it. And their fans really believe it as well. And I don't believe River Plate made it through. I believe that they were...
No, River Plate and Boca Juniors are both out.
Yeah, they're both out. But there's still some Flamengo.
Three Brazilian teams.
Yeah, Fluminense and Botafogo. Yeah, exactly. So, look, we got... I think it's four. Fluminense is through as well. They're Brazilian, no?
Yeah.
So we got four Brazilian teams. Right. They're always fiery and fun to watch. They got some difficult matchups, I will say, but it's cool to see. I made the note here as well. You think the players care? I mean, we got guys just borderline fist fighting, in group stage games. So I think that one of the biggest conversations around this Club World Cup was, how into it will the players be? How into it will the fans be? Is this just kind of going to be like a, hey, let's show up, get paid, and go home type thing? Or are we going to see some real passion? And I got to say, I'm certainly surprised, and I think that this is a great event that they've put on. And I'm actually genuinely excited for these knockout games. I will be watching them, and I'm more excited that I know on the calendar every couple of years we're going to have this, and it's a great addition.
Yeah.
And more importantly, I mean, a lot of these smaller teams, like this is game changing cash to be bringing in. You know, you look at the Real Madrids and PSGs and Cities and Bayern Munichs, even Juventus. I'm going to not even include them and Chelsea maybe that might not need the cash. But I mentioned it in the prelude to the show. Chelsea have made back every single penny plus $5 million on their Liam Delap signing. They essentially get him for free if you look at it as a cost aggregate. So it's cool. I mean, what are your thoughts on all this?
What a massive cash cow for teams. And I think it's also like a great showcase for the two worlds kind of coming together for this tournament and playing each other. And I feel like the timing is even better with the World Cup coming. I think it's a great tournament all around.
Yeah, it's been really awesome. And again, I encourage you guys to go do that bracket. It's fun stuff. It always gives you a little action. It gives you something on every game. You're going to have someone to root for, even if it's a team you don't like. Let me pull it up again. I think it's play.fifa.com. And then it's the second chance bracket, play.fifa.com. But nonetheless, we are going to talk the knockout rounds coming up next on First Touch here with your host, Talamine and Nico Beef Sauce. So do not move. We're coming right back talking knockout stage at the FIFA Club World Cup.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Ooh. Welcome back to First Touch, here with your host, Salamina, along with my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Let's keep rolling with Club World Cup. We got some very intriguing matchups. Let's start with what seems like the script in PSG versus Inter Miami. Messi versus former team. PSG, obviously, they got rid of Neymar, Mbappe, and Messi, which was supposed to bring them to glory. They took a different route, and I think what was probably an unpopular one amongst the fans at first, and rebuilt with a younger core. They bought well, they sold well, and now obviously champions of Europe with potentially a Ballon d'Or winner in Dembele. Do you give Inter Miami a chance in this matchup? What do you think?
Zero. I think I give them zero chance. And I honestly think that if PSG plays at their full capacity and the players don't take this like as a joke, I feel like they're going to shut them out 3-0 or 4-0, because Inter Miami does have some talent up front, but in terms of how much effort they can put into their defending and their energy on the field is really low. I watched them play Porto, and although they won that game, it was definitely on Porto's end that that game was ended up being like a loss. Inter Miami cannot produce anything to surprise PSG. They cannot outclass them. They cannot outrun them. So there's no hope for them.
Do you know what the odds are on that game?
Yeah, I did. I did see. PSG is a massive favorite. It's like there are, minus 400.
I was going to say, is it like a huge, huge, huge discrepancy here?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull these up as we go through this, actually, now. Yeah, they're minus 500. Okay, so there's real no juice on that. It's the draws plus 600. So Vegas is giving Inter Miami zero chance. So I don't think I don't know why I would roll the dice with anything different. I do think PSG will roll. But, I mean, that would be – look, it would be a cool result. I'll say that. It would be big for the MLS, but I don't give them a chance. Let's stay on that side of the bracket. We got Flamengo and Bayern Munich as well. That is on the – both those games are on June 29th. What do you think here? I mean, these South American teams really don't seem to – I mean, Flamengo beat Chelsea 3-1.
Yeah.
They followed that up tying LAFC 1-1. So it seems like it kind of depends on the day. But Bayern Munich are not like necessarily like this, you know, a team that are susceptible to not, you know, not showing up on some days. They've been known to do that. You know, how up for this will they get? This obviously you got to look at just in terms of how big of a game for this is, you know, for each club is it actually? And you got to think for Flamengo that this is probably the biggest game that they're going to play in for. Yeah, I mean, maybe ever.
Flamengo is not a bad team, to be honest. Like, I watched them play throughout the group stage, and they can create. They're not a team that will sit back. Like, compared to like River Plate or Boca Juniors, they're like much, much better. The only problem is that Bayern Munich is coming off of a loss. They lost 1-0 to Benfica, and if I know anything about the Germans, their ego is really big, and I don't expect them to go easy on them. I think the only thing that these teams, like the South American teams, can present as a surprise to the European ones is them going up 1-0 and then kind of making the game rough and taking it to, like, you know, arguments and wrestling, like kind of like a Acuña style, and then kind of leaning towards that route. Because if you see the quality of play, these Brazilian teams, they cannot touch up the ball like the Europeans can do. The class is massive difference.
I will say the Vegas is giving them a much better chance. They are plus 400, comparatively speaking, to Inter Miami, who are plus 1,200, and Bayern Munich are only minus 145. So there might actually be some juice in that game. There is actual for me, to, you know, there is value in taking Bayern at that number, but it is a little low. It's a little sketchy. Maybe a draw. You know, Bayern wins in PKs, whatever it might be. We'll see, though. Probably the best matchup of this next round, Real Madrid versus Juve. Real Madrid have not been playing amazing throughout the tournament. Juventus obviously haven't as well. They just lost 5-2 to City. So do you think Juve have a chance to knock Real Madrid off here?
If Mbappe is not back yet, which I don't see Xabi Alonso risking it, you know what I mean? Like rushing the injury back for him to play in the Club World Cup. I think Juventus is gonna have their chances. I just don't think, because I was watching the Real Madrid versus Salzburg game, and at the 30th minute, there was a cooling break. And the body language from Xabi Alonso, man, on the bench, giving his players coaching them, you know, how to get back on the field, because they were not having like a first part of the first half. It was not really great. And I really think he's going to go for it. I really think Madrid is going to get better in this tournament, and they're going to try to win it all, because like there's some players in there, like Vini, for example, that they still have something to prove.
I can't stand
him. He's being a little baby since he didn't win.
I think he might be the most overrated player in all of world football.
Not really overrated. No, I mean, not overrated.
Dude, he tries all these rainbow flicks that he can't pull off. It's like he's trying to be Neymar but isn't. His finishing is subpar. I know he scored the goal. It was his first of the tournament. Like, sure, good finish.
His
decision making is poor. His attitude is garbage. And you know, he doesn't really produce at the international level. You know, he doesn't carry.
His biggest demise.
He doesn't carry the team. Like, he's supposed to be the guy. Why I say he's overrated is because he's talked about like one of the best players in the world, and I don't think he is even sniffs maybe the top 10 best players in the world, at least in
right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
He's definitely the top 10. He's definitely in the top 10 for me, but like I think that Vinny, the thing that really undermines his effort and his quality as a player is how much he gets sucked into what happens on the outside. Like, he cares way too much. When he goes to Atletico, there's a whole drama between him and the fans, other stadiums as well in Spain. Then for the international level, I feel like he always gets there and thinks that things should come to him versus him taking the ball and making things happen. So I think it's more mental than actual skill. But you're right. I mean, that plays a huge role into what player you become.
Man City Al-Hilal. At face value, you might look at this and say, oh, it's Al-Hilal. They play in the Saudi League. Eh. I don't know. You know, there's no chance. But like, Al-Hilal tied Real Madrid. They're having a pretty decent tournament thus far.
They're
a good team. I mean, you look at the run of games that City's on right now: 2-0, 6-0, 5-2. They're scoring goals at will, it seems. But do you back Al-Hilal even at all, or is this just City all the way for you? Total domination.
Total domination by City. I don't think that these teams have hope unless something happens in the game, like a red card or a penalty for Al-Hilal early on, and the game just going to kind of go south for the European teams. I think once City gets control of the ball and they start playing their game, I don't think they're going to be stopped.
Inter Milan are -145, Fluminense +425, the draw at +260. Obviously, you know, Inter had a very tough end to their season with the Champions League final, which was just demoralizing and embarrassing, quite frankly. Have they looked great in the Club World Cup? No. They opened it up with a 1-1 draw against Monterrey and then beat Urawa Red Diamonds via a 78th minute and 90+2 goal. 2-1, and then obviously beat a River Plate team after two red cards, 72nd and 93rd minute goals. So it's not like they're dominating by any stretch of the imagination. The number's a little low. Fluminense, I could tell you this, across from my office there is a brewery, and they probably had 250 people outside this brewery for their game last week, going absolutely crazy. Thiago Silva plays for the club. Is this the spot where a big club could get upset in this knockout round? Because, you know, you look at the rest of the board, bar Benfica and Chelsea, which I could see Benfica maybe clipping Chelsea, but it looks like everything else is pretty straightforward in this first round. Is this the game for you as well? Because it is for me, where you could see somebody getting upset?
For sure. But I also think that, you know, the big players for Inter are going to step up and get the job done, whether it's on regular or extra time. The other team, you just mentioned it, but that was always on my mind. I see Benfica going through Chelsea, man. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Because Benfica has quality players up front. Pavlidis is on fire. I feel like Di Maria is having so much fun playing in this tournament, although he's 37, 38 years old. And that win that they got against Bayern Munich is a message. Don't get it twisted. You can't beat Bayern Munich just that easy. 1-0, they didn't really... I mean, their keeper's playing amazing so far in this tournament. He's probably one of the best players and one of the shining stars of all of the tournament. So, yeah, I can see Benfica getting through Chelsea for sure.
Chelsea are plus 105, Benfica plus 275, the draw is plus 240. Is this for you, you know, if Benfica win, it's because Chelsea have to play poorly? Like, if Chelsea play well, do you see Benfica still having a chance?
I just think Chelsea, as of right now, their roster has huge holes. I think their defense is like not so great. I think they don't have a good keeper. And, you know, Delap is a great addition, and he's been playing well so far. But in that short amount of time, all those players are just not going to click. And honestly, what does Chelsea have to play for? I mean, they're not in financial trouble. As you said, they've made some money back already. I don't see a huge reason why Chelsea should just like go absolutely bananas and try to win this thing.
Yeah, I see that as well. I could see Benfica were spicy. I'll tell you that they have that South American energy. Obviously, even though Portuguese, yeah. Portuguese, but you know, the Portuguese are obviously also a nation full of intensity, skill, dramatics. and their fans really love to get after it as well. So we'll see. We definitely will see. I'm very excited for these knockout stage games.
Though, me too,
I might
man.
Get myself over to Juventus versus Real Madrid down here in Miami. But nonetheless, up next on First Touch, transfer news, drama, headlines. We've got it all. So do not move. We're coming right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tav Levine along with my co-host Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's get the drama out of the way. Actually, no, let's start with this. United's latest bid for Mbeumo has been rejected. I believe it was $55 million plus $7.5 million in add-ons turned down by Brentford. I mean, this has been – it's just – I don't know what to say. I don't know if I should be happy that we're trying to save money or annoyed. That,
the rumor is that Brentford is asking for Rasmus Højlund. So they're asking for either a lot of money or Højlund and Mbeumo a swap.
If that is on the table and that is not taken immediately, then like I don't know what we're doing here.
That's what it is.
Højlund is a pet rock. He's incapable of doing anything. He looks like a rock with some googly eyes. So you threw a red shirt on and threw him on the field. If that's an actual offer, do it. I mean, what are we talking? We have Xerxes still. Xerxes is a significantly better player who made a significantly better impact in almost every single appearance that he made all season long. Højlund went like 7 months without scoring a goal and had some tragic misses in there. His touch is horrible. His hold-up play is half decent. And everything else is dog water. So get him out. Swap. Do it now. I mean, what are we waiting for if that's the case? I didn't even know that was a rumor.
Yeah, that is.
Now I'm just bothered and annoyed. let's talk about something else that was bothersome and frustrating. Garnacho obviously is on the outs at United. It's been known for a couple weeks now since the end of the season that he's supposed to be leaving this summer. Posts a little collage of pics on Instagram. One of them, he's wearing an Aston Villa Rashford jersey. Your thoughts on this?
I think terrible business by United. I really do think so. For a guy that you bought in his youth for £420,000 to kind of like have him on the outside now and you know, kind of him being like ridiculous about it, I do think that United should sell him. I do think that, you know, if he wasn't so outside of the team, $40 million would be the bid. But now I feel like they're going to lose him for much less. And I don't mind Garnacho going to Villa. I think he would be a great addition there. Emery is definitely a coach that can tame some big beasts, some crazy personalities, and I think he fits in his game style as well.
I think this is pathetic. I think that it's embarrassing on Garnacho's part. Like, what does that say for you as a professional moving forward to whatever team you're gonna sign for next? How is his agent signing off on that? I mean, like, yeah. It's just like, bro, what are you doing here? Like,
That's why I told you that I hate open wars, like public wars between players and teams, because I feel like it's a lose-lose. Garnacho looked like an idiot, and then the team...
He's looked like an idiot since the Europa League final, where he's, like, publicly slamming the man. Like, what are we doing here, dude? Like, where do these young footballers and their egos nowadays is just insane. Like, with Jadon Sancho, let's talk about that. I mean, you could throw that in there as well. I mean, between Rashford, Sancho, and Garnacho, it's like a circus. It's insane. Sancho wants $300,000 a week still, even after he gets sold somewhere. That's why he hasn't been sold for United yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know what? Rot on your couch. Ruin your career. Never play again. That's what you want to do? Rather than getting 100... Like, bro, he could get 150K a week at Juve. He could get 150K a week at Ferbidense. He doesn't want to play. I'm convinced
take a bag for sure.
Yeah, dude, are you kidding me? And it's not like 150K a week is like, I mean, is bro, you still got endorsement money. You still have all this stuff, all the perks, all this, all that. Bonuses, add-ons, like.
Sometimes players sit on contracts, but I think that the Sancho issue is more him trying to stick to United more than actually like for the money or anything else. I think he's literally hated playing there so much that he feels like he's entitled to it. And I don't like it, but it's like, what can you do about it?
What I don't understand is why he thinks that he's entitled to anything. I mean, you wouldn't have hated playing United if you didn't suck, if you contributed. There's a reason that you weren't playing. It's because you were trash. Very simple. Your effort's garbage. You're slow. Can't take people on. Can't score. Not assisting. What else? Like, what did he think people were going to be happy after, you know, we signed him for $80 million and he can't do jack? I mean,
Rashford, Antony, and Garnacho. they could have been sold for like over $200 million, but the situation is going to force United to get rid of these guys for less than $100 million, I'm afraid.
I mean, Anthony's probably the most likely to easily be sold because he actually, which I respect this, went out on loan and dominated and did really, really well. Respect. A lot of respect for that, actually. He played. He played well. He has passion. I'm actually happy for him. And I hope that he does get the move that he wants. Atletico Madrid and Betis are obviously both interested for a $25 million fee. It's stuck right now just because of some release clauses that United wants to add. Sell-on clauses as well for sold moving forward, which is a very common thing in today's day and age. And especially considering how much we paid for him. We're going to want to juice up that back end contract which he probably will, because that's what happens to everyone when they leave United, which we probably will get added in. So he should go. Hopefully Onana goes as well.
Can I be honest with you? I think I'm hearing United, a lot of rumors about striker, a lot of rumors about midfielders, wingers. I think that United's biggest thing to address for the new season is their keeper. And if you don't see this, if we don't see eye to eye to this, we might be seeing two different things, because I don't think you can build a team without having a world-class keeper at this level. The if you just go back to last year and just type up Onana bloopers 2024, you're going to see about like a 10-minute video, okay? You cannot have that. You can literally buy gold. You can buy Gyökeres. You can buy, Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo and have a bad keeper, and that all goes to,
Look at what United did with De Gea for years. Our roster was garbage, but we had the best goalkeeper in the world, in my opinion, at the time, and we were able to be competitive and finish in European spots, and that's it. And I completely agree. We could probably, I don't care if everyone we're linked to right now that we sign outfield player wise, we sign, but we don't replace Onana. We're trash again, and we're a middle of the table team, and that's it. Maybe bottom half team. He's legitimately the worst goalkeeper that I've ever watched professionally, and it's not even close. There's not a single person that I've ever seen that is as bad and embarrassing as he is. I mean, he is just an absolute loser. I have no respect for him at all as a professional. He would be better playing at the JV level. So that's where I stand on that. What do you make of Arsenal's transfer window thus far?
I think it's poor. I think Arsenal is not making the right moves. They're not being fast. And I do think that they have to go for two strikers. I hope that they don't think that Havertz is going to play that role again for them, because within his injuries and his bad finishing at times, I don't think he's enough to win the Premier League, unless that's not their goal anymore and they've given up. Because, if you're a team that has really, really good squad from the middle of the park and backwards, which their defense was a big strength to them last year, you have Bukayoko Saka, you have Martinelli, you're missing that piece. And if they can have it, they're just going to end up being fourth again or third.
What do you think about their potential interest in Eze?
I think that's a great signing for them, because I do think that Eze will bring creativity to the game, and he is also a guy that can play on the wing. He can play number 10, and he scores. Yeah. I think that is the biggest thing that Arsenal needs.
Where would he fit in for you in this squad? For me, he replaces Martinelli and Trossard. Like, he's the starting left winger. Like, that's a big part of what they're missing as well. They have Saka. If they can get a striker and have him as well, that for me is a game changer for them. Because that's what they need. Martinelli's not good enough. He's a great off the bench, super sub. Same thing with Trossard. Like, great players off the bench, can put in good shifts. But they you can't win leagues and Champions Leagues with Martinelli and Trossard starting in your front three. I'm sorry, you can't.
Martinelli won that spot, don't forget, because he's a very disciplined winger. And Arteta is, he's a coach that demands that his wingers play defense, which they do. If they can convince Eze to play on the left wing and help his respective left back, I think Eze is going to be an amazing contributor for that team. I love Eze.
What about for Tottenham, though? Because I don't really see where he fits in that team, nor do I think in terms of the cash it's going to cost to get him, that based on where they're at in their cyclical, in their club's cycle right now, that he fits. Like, I think that money should be dispersed across multiple other positions and kind of bringing in some younger guys that you maybe might take a shot on, versus they have Kulusevski, Johnson, Son, and obviously for me,
Madison.
I Madison as well. I saw people kind of discussing that, that, you know, they rate those players above Eze. I don't think I rate one of the people I just listed above Eze personally, at least.
No.
Do you think that that rumor, Eze to Spurs, has legs? I can't see him wanting that move. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I think Eze, transfer to make the fans happy, because I feel like a lot of fans are pissed that Ange got fired after winning the Europa League. But also, man, don't forget, you named a lot of players there, but some of them are aged. Some of them are constantly injured for the past years. And I feel like that has been very costly for the Spurs, because, you know, when you show up to those Premier League games, you don't expect to win every game if you don't put out 100% of your effort. And they were missing a lot of those players. Kulusevski is still injured.
Gyökeres and Sesko, if you had to rub your magic ball and say who will be starting up front for Arsenal on the at the beginning of day one, week one of the Premier League season, or other, the answer could be other. What are you seeing?
I see Sesko, and I see Arsenal ending nowhere near top three. To be honest,
really?
I don't like Sesko. I think he misses a lot of chances in the German league. I don't think he's athletic enough to play in the Premier League. I don't think he's strong enough. Maybe this is a horrible take, but I honestly don't see how Arsenal is going for this guy. I also will say this. Arsenal, the way that they play, they need a center forward that can press up high. They need the guy that can run. So I would go for Osimhen before him. But since Newcastle is trying to keep Isak, and they don't seem very keen on letting him go, I feel like their options are not that many. Gyökeres wants to play for Amorim. I think this is the biggest rumor that came out of these past few days. And Arsenal, I don't think they can believe it.
I mean...
Excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't either, man. I mean, I don't know why anyone would want to play for Manchester United. I wouldn't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole. But at the end of the day, it's been a saying. It's Manchester United. They'll always be big. They just because of who they are, their history, their aura, the size of the club, and what they've done in the past. And everyone wants to believe. And to be honest, I kind of can see it, because everyone wants to be very similar to the other big clubs like, you know, Madrid and Liverpool. It's, you know, guys want to go there and turn things around. They want to be part of what brings them back. So, I mean, I would absolutely love it. It is a significant upgrade from what we have now. I'm seeing rumors of a kid. I don't know if you know of this guy in Frankfurt, the young forward who's been talked about being sold for $100 million.
Etiquite.
Yeah, I mean, $100 million. For what? I mean... I was looking actually at a list of players sold from Frankfurt and what they were sold for, and almost every single one is a flop. Almost every single one. Go back and look. Frankfurt sales of players. The transfer fees are outrageous, and the disappointment is equally as outrageous. So
this kid
say,
is dynamite, I got to tell you, though.
You really think so?
Dynamite. He's Marmoush. Yeah, him and Marmoush terrorized the German league for the past few years. They have Frankfurt was playing 4-4-2.
$100 million, though?
It's too much money.
18?
It's too much money.
Too much, right? That's crazy, man. That's crazy. We'll continue on with some transfer talk here on First Touch coming up next for the two-minute drill. So do not move. We are not going anywhere. So, we'll be right back. We got some more stuff to talk about. I'm your host, Sal Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Don't move. Seriously, don't move. Don't move. Come right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. Time for the two-minute drill. Nico, I was just reading, I guess the fans, a lot of Real Madrid fans feel the same way I do. They're commenting all over the post, Vinny out, leave the club, we don't want you. He has replied by removing them from his Instagram bio and unpinning his posts, as the modern footballer does when they are upset. Could you see that happening in the next year or two?
I could see Vinny leaving Real Madrid.
And Mbappe to the left, a forward up, a real true number nine up front. I think they'd be well better off. I mean, let me ask you this. A World 11, who do you want on the left wing? Is it Vinny or Mbappe?
I would take Mbappe on the left. 100%.
All day, no? All day. Yeah, it's not even a question. I think that anyone with a brain would take that as well. And if that's the case, Mbappe's best position, he is their future. His best position is on the left wing. If they brought in a guy, I don't know, I'm not going to say he's not obviously going to go, but
I'll tell you what.
Let's call a Gyökeres or a Haaland with Mbappe on the left, Rodrigo on the right, Valverde on the right, doesn't matter who you put on the right. That team is very dangerous, for me at least.
Yeah, you know what I see? I see Vinny has a bad season this season coming up. Madrid sells him for $100 million, and they sign somebody like Isak. Because, like,
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Yeah. That team would be electrifying, dude.
Yeah.
Let's talk Isak. If he stays at Newcastle, I mean, they haven't made any noise in this transfer window. And you got to think, it's very surprising for me. They have deep, deep pockets, but are it's almost like they don't know how to move like a big club. They're like scared to spend the money. Like, what's going on over there?
I think their biggest fear is that even if they bring in all that money for Isak, who's going to be his replacement? Because they have Champions League football. But I agree with you. I see some stale moves because they haven't been in a position with this many expectations before. Sort of like what Villa did last year. The transfer window in the winter is going to be interesting, though, because like if you want to play Champions League football, you got to bring in some quality and some experience as well. And they don't have that right now.
Yeah. I mean, we saw Villa, though, in January bring in like 25 guys. Obviously, that's a little bit of a hyperbole, but they brought in a lot. And, you got to think that Newcastle should have been doing that this summer. But nonetheless, guys, we'll be back next Friday to talk Second round Club World Cup, more transfers, more headlines, more drama here on First Touch. We're not going anywhere. We'll see you guys next Friday. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beefsauce, signing off.
See you guys.